Okay, I'm recording as you take a sip of what looked like either chocolate milk or kombucha, or chocolate milk kombucha, which I don't want to taste. Should we do this like a radio show and then call in to tell us what Chris is drinking for your chance to win a bottle of the drink?
Radio, man, this ain't no radio.
This ain't no radio. This is, I don't know, I'm being too punk. This is Doug by Us, and my name is Cassie, and that intro went for way too long. But Chris isn't drinking from a bottle. He is Chris Holland.
There you go. The anti-radio. Doug by Us, chatting new music with drabs of nonsense in between. Hope you can stomach it.
Drabs of nonsense? And stomach it, like you're stomaching that drink. But
yeah.
Music.
It's pretty good, eh?
It's
real good, like useful. It's got so many different uses.
Yeah.
It's versatile. It's a utility player, if you will.
Yeah,
In our lives.
It's fun. And I don't know about you, but me at this time, which if you can hear the difference in the sound quality, it's because we are recording this via a video call, because we are in our spaces of home and work and rest and everything at the moment. In the last couple of weeks, I've just been going back to some old favourites. I have been listening to a lot of old music, so I have to apologise to all of the new songs that have come out in the past few weeks because Coldplay has had my attention.
Coldplay?
I'm not bringing them in. I'm just saying I've been listening to their old stuff a lot lately. Do you get like that? Coldplay. Do you get a bit like moody and listen to... No, okay. Anyone else?
No, I do. I still keep up. One of the advantages of working from home so much is that I'm in my own space more, and there's more music on. So I will listen to something I don't know and then revert to something I do know. And then I'll listen to some sort of podcast with idiots talking football. Then I'll listen to something new again. And then I'll listen to something old again. I'm just getting it all.
Have you ever made a bracelet out of beads?
I am a man.
Okay. But first off, guys can make bracelets all they want.
They can. It's generally not my thing to be crafty in any way. Nearly.
Well, that sequence of process that you had just sounds like it would come in really handy to make a bracelet if you were ever looking for a career change or a new hobby.
To make a bracelet.
Yeah, you know, you could do the green and the red and the yellow and then the green and the red and the yellow. And anyway, let's talk about some music. Chris, last week you livened it up. I thought with Shotgun Mistress 2 weeks ago, you turned it up to 11. But no. That was only up to 9. You absolutely turned it up to 11 last week with your song Summoning by Desecrator. I loved it. Yeah. It's great. It's sticky carpets, it's noisy, it's like really stinky black t-shirts that you don't wash. It's a bit of a battle vest with heaps of different local band patches on it. It's cool. They bloody chalked in those words in the verses though, hey. Like it's like borderline hip hop. It was a lot. It was very fast. There was a lot squished in there. But it was cool. It was a good energy. And just so, so different from where I was last week. So different, but I liked it.
How many times did you think the song was over and then it wasn't?
It's like that false start. It's awful. Just imagine that. You know that. You know, I said, imagine. You don't have to imagine that. You know that at a gig where you're good, like, and then the applause is just awkward. And by the time they finish the song live, no one's going to applause because everyone's going to be so embarrassed and scared. It was fun. It was a fun adventure. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I'll listen to it again, obviously, a couple of times during the week just to check I wasn't crazy for bringing it in. And no, I wasn't crazy. That's.
And it's funny. I forget how much I love metal because I've been in a Coldplay binge lately. But it did give me that taste for more. And I then chucked on Hard and Heavy on my go-to, you know, when I wasn't listening to binging Coldplay or singing along to Casey Musgraves in the shower, I've been listening to a lot more heavier stuff. And I feel that you gave me that handshake that, you know, you gave me permission to get heavier.
And enjoy the fun.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Desecrator. It's and I just Desecrator. I just want to say it
Now,
like
you
50 times.
probably have plenty of times to say it during the song that you brought in, which was Cabin Fever by Rob Patton, and I love the name of his band. I love this Rob Patton and the Cosmic Tumbleweeds. That's creativity right there, and
Tell me what
having
a
no.
cosmic tumbleweed even is, Chris.
I know I can't, and that's the thing.
But you could picture it. Can you see
It's
it?
a I can. Yeah,
Yeah.
what your hand did just then, absolutely.
Which makes for great podcast.
Perfect, right? Yes, do not fear about the length of that song. That is, you absolutely sit in that riff from the very start and just completely swim. And it was really well done. I had a nice time listening to that many times.
Good. It's such a nice place to be. Again, I think like what you did with the little Stevies a few weeks ago, I don't even know when that was,
Yeah.
when it was accidentally,
That was a song about lockdown four. And then,
I
anyway.
know. And so I'm like, I don't even know where we're at right now, but it was so funny because it was a reflection of the year that had been. And when you brought the song in, it perfectly suited what we were going through. And I felt the same with that song. It was a freshie. It was just dropped the Friday before I brought it into the show. And it just seemed to fit so well into the mood. And it was the right escape. It was the switch off. You can't listen to that song and be scrolling on socials. Like, you cannot be on the scroll when you're listening to that song. You just have to listen and just shut your eyes or go into nature. And it's a nice escape. I just found it a really refreshing escape. And I'm glad that you got that vibe as well.
Soothe the mind.
Soothing. So, Chris, Mr. Hard Rock and Heavy Metal, what are you digging this week? I'm so scared.
You're scared. What did you call me? So here you go. So Mr. Hard Rock and Heavy Metal is bringing, as soon as I say the name of this band, you'll absolutely know that it's me. You'll absolutely know. And it's got nothing to do with hard rock heavy metal. When I say that the band I'm bringing in this week is Jazz Party, you'll say,
What will I say?
"That's me."
It's so you.
But it's got nothing to do with metal. What a conundrum I am for you, Cassie.
Again, that bracelet would be very pretty. But I'm so not surprised that you're bringing in Jazz Party this week because you and I have talked about our love for modern jazz a lot lately. We've shared playlists with each other and stuff, and I was just waiting for it. I'm like, you haven't said JP yet, and I was waiting. I'm like, all right, it's gonna happen sooner or later.
There you go. So they just brought out an album and it's called Nobody Gets Away, and it goes all over the place, which is my kind of album. They've got their highway, but they make turns and up hills and down hills and everything. It's how I want an album to sound. So there's many different vocalists from track to track, and it's a good time. So the song for Dug by Us this week is track two off that album, Bad Dreams. And Jazz Party. All capital letters, one word, the name of that band, so get on to it.
Love that. And we'll also put it in the show notes and the description and all that fun stuff, which I think I forgot last week. So, because Desecrator was just too hard to write. But there was a lot of letters in our songs last week. Desecrator, Summoning, Rob Patton, Cosmic Tumbleweed. There was a lot of letters, so I just didn't get around to it. But I will get my shit together and put it in the show notes. So make sure that when you are listening, you just click on all the words and you can see it. Yay. So here for that. So here for that.
Yeah.
Fun. Good times. Love it.
That's mad. What are you doing?
That's mad. I've been listening to stuff alike. Like, I've been in a real safe puddle of music. And a band brought out a song on Friday, so it's a freshen. It's a freshen. It was very easy. It came into my feed. It was served to me on a silver platter. And it was shared a lot in my feed, and it sounds so nice and comfortable, and sounds like that rock music that I like, that comfortable rock music, that Queens of the Stone Age, that Arctic Monkeys, that Foo Fighters. kind of vibe, but different. A bit different, you know, where it's like you look at it and it looks like aioli, but you dip your finger in it and you taste it. No, it's not straight up aioli. There's something special with it.
It's Chipotle.
It's chipotle. I love chipotle aioli. Chipotle aioli. Okay, no, I'm going to invent that sauce one day. The band is called Square Dance Caller. The song is called Electric Sleep, not to be confused with Electric Dreams, Electric Sleep, which is quite interesting that you just said bad dreams because we are snoozing this show.
Bad dreams and electric sleep.
Right?
What a duo.
Right? Like, that's like the name of a cool record store that also sells pillowcases.
And incense.
And incense, just like the really rare ones. But it dropped on Friday. I've been listening to it pretty often. It's nice. It's fun. I even chucked it on the YouTube like a boomer.
Chucked it on the YouTube. Even
YouTube.
saying the YouTube is boomer energy. That's fantastic.
Hey, I'm not speaking into my remote. Like I haven't gone full. But no, it's a really fun, cool rock sound. It sounds familiar enough that it's not invasive, but it's also different enough that it pricks your ears up. So I don't know. I think you might like it. It does make me wish that there was dance floors and stuff, but cross our fingers we might have a bit more action to come.
Please, before next episode, please.
Not holding my breath, but yeah. Thank you for listening. If you do dig us like we dig music, we are on Instagram. If you haven't found us already, it's just at Dug by Us. And I want to shout out to the naysayers who have kindly given us a bit of their song, which is what you hear at the start of every show.
Nice.
Nice.